What can I do just to find peace of mind? Don't give me none of your lip or I'll pack my grip. Leave it all be. Leave it all be. Dogs and flies will harmonize. Went to school and broke their bread. Next 2 days I stayed in the bed and counted sheep from between the sheep. Mean old man, bet you if you touched a hand or stole a kiss on a night like this. I went to school and broke their bread. Next 2 days I stayed in the bed and counted sheep from between the sheets. Please come to Ship Creek now and then. It's so damn good to have me a damn good friend. Come dry your eyes while the fiddle plays. Come listen close to what we have to say. So damn good to have me a damn good friend. Come dry your eyes while the fiddle plays. Come listen close to what we have to say.
That's an old Battle of the Queen called the Ship Creek. And I got in a lot of trouble with that song one time. Other than laying on my mother finding out about it, that was one time I got in trouble. But I was playing in a town that shall not be named, and I didn't realize I was on the radio. And there was a really inebriated young man right here yelling that title of that song out over and over, like every 17 seconds at the top of his lungs. And I put up with it for about 30 minutes, and I thought, well, one way I can get out of this is just play this song. And so I played it, and then I didn't realize it was being simulcast, so I got in lots of trouble. It's kind of bad. That's when I stopped taking input from you guys. All right, going back to the five-string banjo here.
Yep.
I just happened to have one. All
right. So there's like 45 more minutes of music to go. You guys ready for that? I have enough songs. Next tune I play is called Zundab. It's another one of my new songs on this record. And when I was a young man, well, I'm still obsessed with motorcycles, but when I was a young man, me and my brother were really crazy about motorcycles. And my brothers collected every motorcycle magazine that came out from about 1968 through about probably 1980. Like every magazine he bought, and he knew everything about every motorcycle, like what would be the stock carburetor for anything. He just knew everything about. He just read them constantly, basically. That's all he did was read these magazines. And so there used to be these really cool singles from, I think they were from Austria. They were called Zundabs. These really awesome little, like 125 singles. When I was about 6, 7 years old, I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. First time I started playing over in Europe and seeing, I'd see these motorcycles and stuff over there. People were like, the very first time I went to London to play, I got out of the cab and this BSA Bantam rode by, which is a very rare 125. I never saw one in my life. It was, one just drove right by. I'm like, whoa, it was unbelievable. You see a lot of these like Rudge, they're like, I think somewhere there's like 800 something different companies that made motorcycles in the UK after World War I or whatever, you know. So there's all these different, like Rudge, Ulster, and of course Norton, and anyway, all these brands. But anyway, this is across the pond there in Austria, this company called Zundab. So this song, Dave Matthews actually sings the choruses on this, and I sing the verses on my record. But this is I'll sing the whole part because I'm the only one here.